Chinese balloon 2.0, Biden White House dismisses mystery drone sightings, suggests mistaken identity. By Lucas Nolan on December 13, 2024. The Biden administration has dismissed the recent wave of drone sightings on the East Coast, suggesting that most reports are likely cases of mistaken identity involving legally operating aircraft. The New York Post reports that the mysterious drone sightings that have been reported in New Jersey, New York, and surrounding areas over the past few weeks have left residents and local authorities puzzled and concerned. However, the White House has taken a different stance on the matter, with National Security Council spokesman John Kirby dismissing the reports during a briefing on Thursday. Kirby stated that federal investigators have been unable to verify any of the more than 3,000 reports of car-sized drones patrolling the night skies. He suggested that most of the claims are likely the result of people mistaking legally operating helicopters or airplanes for drones. This explanation comes despite numerous reports from citizens, law enforcement officials, and even the U.S. Army's Picatinny Arsenal, which has been at the center of the drone sightings in New Jersey. The sightings have been occurring night after night, with witnesses describing large drones flying at high altitudes and exhibiting advanced capabilities. "We have not been able to, and neither have state and local law enforcement authorities, corroborate any of the reported visual sightings," Kirby said during the briefing. He added that upon reviewing available imagery, it appears that many of the reports are actually of manned aircraft operating lawfully. However, Kirby did acknowledge that the sightings have highlighted a gap in the government's authority to deal with mysterious drones and other unidentified flying objects. He recommended that Congress pass legislation to expand counter-drone authority. The lack of clear answers from the government has frustrated many, including Representative Jeff Van Drew, RNJ, who claimed that highly reliable sources told him the drones could be coming from an Iranian mothership stationed offshore. The Pentagon quickly denied this claim without offering further insight. Representative Van Drew, who wrote a letter to President Biden demanding an explanation for the phenomenon, doubled down on his claims, stating that the American public is not being told the truth and that the Pentagon is treating them like they're stupid. He also released satellite imagery showing a purported Iranian drone mothership setting sail around November 12, just days before the reports began in New Jersey on November 18. While the White House and the Department of Homeland Security have brushed off the reports, local civilian drone experts believe that some sightings have mundane explanations, such as civilian aircraft, helicopters, or satellites. However, they also note that many other sightings cannot be easily explained. Haley Connolly, who has operated North Jersey drone shots with her husband for 12 years and is an expert on the civilian market, stated, "It's gotta be military or some sort of government entity." The couple noted that the drones appear to be exhibiting technology far beyond what is available on the civilian market, particularly in terms of battery life, weather resistance, and size relative to the altitudes at which they are flying. Brett Velikovich, a U.S. Army Special Operations veteran, also believes there is more at play than the government's dismissive stance. He told Fox News, "My gut, frankly, tells me it's an adversary that's doing this, because if it was some secret military testing, the government would have put an end to it because of the hysteria. I find it very difficult to believe that our government doesn't really know anything about this." The Biden administration's reaction to the mystery drones reminds many of its reaction to the Chinese spy balloon, another aerial intrusion that was bungled completely. Breitbart News previously reported that the Biden White House attempted to keep the spy balloon secret. On January 27, a phone call happened between General Mark Milley and NORAD Chief General Glenn Van Hertsk, Fox News reported Saturday. The outlet cited the NBC News report that said the administration initially wanted to hide the device from Congress and the public. Before it was spotted publicly, there was the intention to study it and let it pass over and not ever tell anyone about it, a former official explained to NBC News. Read more at the New York Post here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.